I imagine him still with heavy brow, huge, black, with bent head and falling hair, he ploughs the landscape. His face is this hanging mask transfigured, this mask of death which the white lights make stare. I see the thick hands clasped, the scarecrow coat, the lights strike upwards of the holes for eyes, the beast squat in that mouth whose opening is the hollow opening of an organ pipe. There the wind sings and the harsh longing cries. He moves across my vision like a ship. What else is iron but he? The fields divide and heaving are changing waters of the sea. He is prisoned, masked, shut off from being. Life like a fountain he sees leap outside. Yet in that head there twists the roaring cloud and coils as in a shell the roaring wave. The damp leaves whisper, bending to the rain. The April rises in him, chokes his lungs, and climbs the torturing passage of his brain. Then the drums move away, the distance shows. Now cloud-hid peaks are bared, the mystic one, horizon's haze, as the blue incense, heaven, peace, peace. Then splitting skull and dream, there comes, blotting our lights, the trumpeter, the sun. You must live through the time when everything hurts, when the space of the ripe, loaded afternoon expands to a landscape of white heat frozen, and trees are weighed down with hearts of stone, and green stares back where you stare alone, and the walking eyes throw flinty comments, and the words which carry most knives are the blind phrases, searching to be kind. Solid and usual objects are ghosts. The furniture carries cargoes of memory. The staircase has corners which remember as fire blows reddest in gusty embers, and each empty dress cuts out an image in fur and evening and summer and spring of her who was different in each. Pull down the blind and lie on the bed and clasp the hour in the glass of one room against your mouth like a crystal doom. Take up the book and stare at the letters, hieroglyphs on sand and as meaningless. Here birds crossed once and a foot once trod in a mist where sight and sound are blurred. The story of others who made their mistakes and of one whose happiness pierced like a star eludes and evades between sentences, and the letters break into eyes which read the story life writes now in your head, as though the characters sought for some clue to their being transcendently living and dead in your history, worse than theirs, but true. Set in the mind of their poet, they compare their tragic sublime with your tawdry despair, and they have fingers which accuse you of the double way of shame. At first you did not love enough, and afterwards you loved too much, and you lacked the confidence to choose, and you have only yourself to blame. She came in from the snowing air, where icicle-hung architecture strung white fleece round the baroque square. I saw her face freeze in her fur. Then my lips ran to her with fire from the chimney corner of the room where I had waited in my chair. I kissed their heat against her skin and watched the red make the white bloom, while at my care her smiling eyes shone with the brilliance of the ice outside whose dazzling they'd brought in. That day until this I forgot. How is it now I so remember who, when she came indoors, saw not the passion of her white December? The word bites like a fish. Shall I throw it back free, arrowing to that sea where thoughts lash tail and fin? Or shall I pull it in to rhyme upon a dish? Bright clasp of her whole hand around my finger, my daughter, as we walk together now. All my life I'll feel a ring invisibly circle this bone with shining. When she is grown, far from today, as her eyes are far already.